You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Playwright Kelly Kerslake Kalako's new play, You Are My Sunshine, is based on a dark story from her own family history. Growing up, Kelly had heard bits and pieces from different family members to piece together the story of one night in 1931 when her great-grandfather killed his wife, mother-in-law, and then himself. The show searches for the truth behind the dark family tale, and it's narrated through Woody Guthrie-style folk songs. Kelly came to KLW Studios to talk with Jen Chien about writing the play.
This play is about a painful chapter in your family's history. A lot of artists do draw on their own lives to make their work, but did you have any doubts about becoming so vulnerable in this particular story?
Well, you know, the thing about this story is it was really a rumor in my family that I was much hushed when I was a child. And so when I was about 25, I was living in New York as a struggling actress. And literally this story just came into my mind. And being a writer, you are always hungry for fodder. But also just on a personal level, I was concerned, you know, that I had this madman in my family who'd done these horrendous deeds. And so I called my mom, and she let me know about research that my grandmother had done that kind of unfurled that family myth.
And so how did it come to be that it was your grandmother who ended up doing the research and not your grandfather?
You know, my grandfather's just too close to it, and he's quite the dude. You know, he's quite ornery. So I think he was a bit too proud and so sensitive. I mean, he was an orphan at age three. You know, he'd be picking cotton in Texas and really an abusive orphanage at that. So
he didn't necessarily want to go back
and
look at those
times.
No, those
were hard wounds for him. And he actually lied about his birth certificate so he could join the army because the orphanage was so bad.
Music is a big part of this show. And you wrote original folk songs as narration. So this is Psycho Killer Arkansas.
I heard a story of whispers, people like to talk. A story about my father, Blytheville, Arkansas. Rumors say he lost his mind, sweltering summer night. Wild with liquor, angry and bitter, neighbors say they heard a fight. Psycho killer, Arkansas, why'd you leave us twice?
I'm curious about that line, why'd you leave us twice? Can you talk a bit about that?
Ernest, he left them when he went to jail, and then he disappeared. So we don't really know what happened to Ernest. We know that he was setting out most likely to look for his adult sons. The last person that was spoken to was his sister, Irene. And she said he left a long time ago, and he was searching for his boys. And it's really sad because the way it worked out with Ernest, he just missed them by a hair's breadth a couple times.
So they never ended up being able to reconnect.
No, he got close. And then, you know, for instance, one time he was on his way to them and he was robbing a convenience store. And that was it.
And then went to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
And then,
yeah,
of course.
And that was kind of his last opportunity.
How many reckless hours and crimes do you invest and why?
I wrote seven songs in about 5 weeks.
With every breath you weave your sky, do you invent these sighs? You better watch your mind.
And the music in the play, some of it is, you know, there's a kitsch to it as well. There's almost kind of a Quentin Tarantino aspect to some of it. And then there's also a very raw and nuanced aspect to some of the songs as well.
Is that your faraway dream? I've got your photograph. Though I'm convinced you see me, the only one that makes me laugh.
And it's different than like in musical theater where the characters themselves are singing the songs. This is more of a outside.
Well, one character sings.
I see.
He's similar to kind of a Che from Evita, kind of a character. He really leads us through the play. And he is the role of Billy, who is essentially my grandfather, who is my grandfather. So he's singing about his father. And so Billy really shadows Ernest throughout the play. And he really tells the audience about what's going on and where we are and what's happening.
And how did it feel for you to be writing from your grandfather's perspective?
I listened to my grandfather's 90 years old and he's still alive, and he gave me permission to write the play. He's probably not going to come and see the play now because it would be confusing for him, you know, with where he is in life. But this night happened that sent my grandfather and his brother Howard to an orphanage. And so always wondering what his background was. So my grandmother originally did this research to help set my grandfather's conscience free. I mean, having that in your family, you own it in a way that's quite strange. And maybe because I'm an artist, maybe just because I'm a human being, I'm very sensitive. I take everything personally. So when I thought that I had a great grandfather who was capable of you know, killing his family, his wife and his mother-in-law, I thought to myself, do I have that coursing through my veins? Do I have madness, you know, at the ready? And I think my grandfather had that same fear.
Did making this play help you to change how you feel about your family or yourself, your place in your family?
Well, certainly finding out that Ernest, you know, what happened with Ernest was not this madness, that helped. And there were some terrible things that happened, but my great-grandfather wasn't the madman who just lashed out and killed everyone in his family on one night in Blytheville, Arkansas. You know, the combination of realizing that Ernest wasn't who we thought he was, and also just kind of maturing as a person and overcoming my own challenges is very empowering. And I just feel really lucky to work with the cast and company that I have, you know, from the actor playing Ernest to the actress playing Irene and Anise and all the other roles. Like, they really flesh that out. And that's what's so beautiful about it, is it goes from being on the page, which you're very proud of as a writer, but then when you see it fleshed out and there's this person standing and breathing and really becoming that character, it's a gorgeous thing to see.
Rise and fall, life ain't nothing but a cannonball. The truth ain't nothing but the lies you sow. Everybody's born to rise and fall.